just heard that from someone else, too, yes.
Yeah, and they're just letting in residents and business vehicles and emergency services. In Ashland, just outside of the new fire department building there, there's two trucks of National Guard who look in a number of vehicles that seem to be preparing to go in that direction. Route 23A is out in several places between Ashland and Prattsville. In Ashland, the brand new New York City sewer building is perfectly fine, as is the one in Windham, but the bridge and road into it is completely obliterated. There are a lot of houses that are teetered into the creek. The creek itself seems to have widened and changed direction. This is the Batavia Kill up in this area, and there's lots of oil drums and other things in it. Around near the new sewer building, there's a lot of large black piping that's gotten caught into the trees. Have no idea what that is. Ashland itself seems to have been largely spared. Peckham Materials, which also has a plant in Athens along the Hudson River, it looks like they were in the middle of a floodplain, but there are trucks just moving in and out from there, taking fill in and pulling fill out. So it seems that there's an awful lot of road work going on right at this point throughout the area where they're shoring up what they can, although there are a lot of areas where the major roads have just fallen completely into the creek.
And did you just travel like 10 miles and it took you a half hour or 40 minutes? Or like, what is getting around like?
You can move well for a period of time, and then suddenly it dead ends, or you come to a halt, and then you have to take some back road. And then certain places, it's just, you can't go any farther. Like going into Prattsville, it's understandable that they're worried about gawkers, et cetera. But according to the volunteers there, that the word from the Greene County Sheriff, Greg Seeley, is that he does not want any press in there as well, even though there is an explanation that it serves a function in terms of keeping all the rest of the gawkers out. But,
is that part of, people are complaining that the Catskills is not getting the national attention that Vermont is getting. Is it maybe part of, is that problem?
That may be. I don't want to step that far at this point, but it's...
But you're getting that at several places that the media is not allowed.
Right. Right. And that's, with credentials, et cetera. So I think it's just that they don't know how to deal with it at this point. That, it seems, one of the things to look at afterwards is how the overall emergency response was in various counties. And in Ulster County and in Delaware, there's a very efficient emergency department where they send out press releases, keep everybody updated, et cetera. In Greene County, it seems that everything has been filtering through County Administrator Sean Groden, who's doing a marvelous job, but he's one person, and he's also just been in the county for basically about half a year.
Yes, so certainly will probably be discussion about that in the coming days.
Right, but the most amazing thing, though, is seeing how everybody is chipping in, working together. An odd sidelight is that, driving throughout these areas, there are a lot of places where there are people are putting American flags up, or they're driving around with them on their additional element to that. There's a strange aspect yesterday and today that a number of people have noted, where it's very similar to after 9/11, when it was extremely beautiful and clear and very much like it is right now, kind of an unnerving element to it.
And we got a call from Preston Hollid before saying that there were local youth were traveling along the stream beds picking up the various detritus that washed ashore. Have you seen people out scavenging?
No, not. It's these towns up in the mountaintop have a much bigger, larger amount of devastation that needs cleaning. So people are very concentrated. In Windham, you know, the church had free food out. There was also a bar restaurant that was very, very busy. Everybody looked to be just hunkering down and working as well as they could in groups without any scavenging or anything like that.
And you've seen lots of National Guard participation, too?
In spots. There are maybe half a dozen that I saw around Windham. There are a number stationed in Ashland, probably to go in there. Everything I hear is that Ashland has taken is in very bad shape, although Prattsville, but the people basically at the gates, at the barricades in Prattsville, were saying that Blenheim, which is just in on the other side of the very dam, the Gilboa Dam, was completely obliterated. But, you know, we haven't heard much out of there yet. We've heard some from farther up the Schoharie Valley, but not down in this close end.
Anything else you want to tell us about before we go? We've got the Watershed Post gals coming on in a few minutes.
I'm heading towards Lexington right now to see if there's anything, what's gone over in that area.
To Lexington, you said?
The difficult area there is up in the Spruceton Valley. There's only one way in and out. There's similarly a valley like that behind Prattsville called the Little Westkill, where I hear all the roads in and out, were damaged. So let me see what I can find when I'm up here.
All right. So you'll call in a little while, too?
Yeah, it'll probably be another half hour.
Okay, we'll hear from you then. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Okay, take care.
All right, be safe out there. All right, and that was Paul Smart calling in on the W.